Pennsylvania's testing its ability to overhaul fiscally distressed school districts with a drastic plan for Chester Upland in Delaware County. The crux of Governor Tom Wolf's proposal? Cutting special education payments to charter schools from $40,000 per student to $16,000. Details from WHYY's Laura Benchoff.
Pennsylvania school districts are supposed to pay charter schools what they spent, on average, for their own special education students. Michael Churchill with the Public Interest Law Center says that number is skewed in Chester Upland for several reasons.
So they got hurt twice because they have higher cost students and they pay more because it's not being divided by the actual number of students but by a lesser amount. And so Chester doesn't spend $40,000 per special ed student.
Common Pleas Court Judge Chad Kenny has listened to arguments from the charter schools on why they should keep getting the larger amount. For example, Chester Community Charter School CEO David Clark says the data and the self-reporting by schools can't capture all of their special education programs.
We have programs for children that aren't necessarily on paper.
Witnesses for the charter schools say the cuts will be devastating, but none produced evidence of actually spending $40,000 on each special education student. In fact, they reported spending less than $25,000 per student. About half of all Chester Upland students go to charters, a greater percentage than anywhere else in the state. Cutting special education payments would allow the cash-starved district to nearly erase its $24 million deficit. Chester Upland School Board member William Riley says he supports the state overhaul.
Charter schools are for profit. That's the problem. It's
money, money, money.
A decision on the plan is expected in the next couple of days. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.